from Calgary, Alberta, a group called Jitov from their self-titled CD. And that was a song called Ivanku, Ivanku, O Johnny. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Дякую, що ви були слухачами сьогодні на протязі однієї години. Сьогодні є, як звичайно, дуже цікаві новини і чудова українська музика. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you with great Ukrainian music and interesting news. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today. As well, we have commentary, and we'll be hearing the Ukrainian side about the Canada-Ukraine trade agreement that was just recently signed. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group called Tutti Tam. That means here and there, and that is a group from Saskatchewan that is currently touring Ukraine, and they'll be wrapping up their tour on Sunday, July 17th. And hopefully we'll get them on the show to tell us all about their adventures in Ukraine. We'll give them a little bit of a chance to get over jet lag first. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, here is some music from them. This is from their second CD, and it is called Chorna Redka, Black Radish.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме?
Ой, 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 мамуню, що то буде, що то буде, що то буде? Болить мене попід груди, попід груди, попід груди.
Ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме? Як він мене не візьме, ой, що буде, ой, мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме.
Embrace the Ukrainian culture, the music, the food, and the dancing at the 51st Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your weekend pass right now for only $95. If you wait, you'll pay more at the gate. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call toll-free 1-877-474-2683. That's 1-877-474-2683. For more information, visit cnuf.ca and like CNUF on Facebook.
Don't miss the 4th Annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival, August 20th and 21st in Andrew, Alberta. Ukrainian food, music, dance, Babas Bazaar, museum tours and exhibits, Zabava and more. Lessons in clay oven making, leatherwork, and Ukrainian dance. Find out all about Samohonka, yes, moonshine. Tons of fun and excitement at Babas and Borscht Festival, August 20th and 21st in Andrew, Alberta. Oh, and there's a borscht cook-off too. Admission is free and includes a borscht sample. For tickets, visit babasandborscht.ca.
Hatte spočívat a je pídu za te šebe, za kremničeku kopat a Rusia. A je pídu za te šebe, za kremničeku kopat a Rusia. Hej! Kopa, kopa, kopa kremničeku u Višnjevo, u sedu, če ne vejde ti učenojka. Rano Franci po vodu Marusia, če ne vede ti učenojka, rano Franci po vodu Marusia. Vyšla, vyšla ti čenojka, za dvě šnerve vodu brát. A za nejdu kozačenko, vede koně na pova Marusia. A za nejdu kozačenko, vede koně na pova Marusia. Hey! Krosu, 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 víte rečka, ona jomu nedala. Daru, daru, z ruky persten, ona jomu nezvěla Marusia. Daru, daru, z ruky persten, ona jomu nezvěla Marusia. Hey! Знаю, знаю, дівчинонько, чим я тебе проснивив, що я чора і з вечора із другою говору Марусся, що я чора і з вечора із другою говору Марусся. Hey! Вона ростом невеличка, ще літами молода, руса коса до пояса, коза й стричка голуба Марусся, руса коса до пояса, коза й стричка голуба Марусся. Hey! Hajte spočívat, a já pídu za dvě šnebe, za kremničeku kopat Marusia. A já pídu za dvě šnebe, za kremničeku kopat Marusia. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was High Profile from their second CD, Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage. And that song was Rozprihajte Chlapci Koni, Unharness the Horses Boys. And High Profile will be one of the many polka bands at Dauphin's National Ukrainian Festival, their 51st year this year, and that'll be taking place at the end of the month, the August long weekend. So that'll be starting July 29th, and along with High Profile, there will be Tuti Tam and Jeto, who you heard earlier, opening the program, as well as the By Request Band, many, many others. By Request up next with a song from their CD, Ukrainian Boys Gone Wild, and the Heel and Toe Polka.
Thank you.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Eastern Ukraine saw a military escalation yesterday. According to the press service of the anti-terrorist operation, Russian-backed separatist forces mounted 94 attacks on Ukrainian troops along the entire contact line. The largest number of barrages was recorded in the Donetsk region. The enemy used banned artillery systems to shell Ukrainian strongholds in a range of villages close to the cities of Donetsk and Avdiivka. Additionally, the enemy violated the ceasefire regime in the Mariupol sector 29 times. The officials noted the terrorists shelled Ukrainian troops from heavy mortars, as well as from grenade launchers, armed vehicles, large-caliber guns, and small arms. Apart from the military positions, the Russian-backed separatist forces aimed their fire at their own positions, with later shooting the houses of the local residents. The Ukrainian National Guard servants say it is done to discredit the Ukraine's armed forces, as well as for fueling Russian propaganda in the region.
Two soldiers killed, another four wounded in the Donbas war zone in the past 24 hours. A day before that, three servicemen died and 16 were wounded. Ukraine has been hearing this cheerless news almost every day since the war started. The nights in the conflict region are especially violent. Militant weapons almost never go silent.
They are trying to trick us. At first you think a machine gun or a rifle is firing, but then you realize they are using the sound of shooting to cover the mortar blasts.
Last night, Ukrainian soldiers endured almost 100 attacks. Sector Mariupol, Sector Donetsk, Sector Horlivka, the most dangerous hotspots in the once peaceful region. The militants are using all kinds of weapons, often resorting to arms banned by Minsk. A day ago, one Ukrainian soldier was killed near Donetsk by a high-caliber mortar, which was supposed to be withdrawn from the front line.
Yesterday we were shelled by the self-propelled artillery and mortars. Nights are always like this, but it gets a bit easier in the morning.
Every minute the soldiers spent in the conflict region is a fight for their lives. The Russian-backed forces are often located just hundreds of meters away from them. The militants hold roads near their stronghold Horlivka in the crosshairs, monitoring every movement of Ukrainian forces.
Here the enemy is stationed just a kilometer away from us. They brought vehicles, mortars, and shoot at us from weapons we've never even had in Ukraine.
Sometimes the soldiers can't even tell what arms the militants use to attack them. The servicemen joke, Russia has organized a shooting range in eastern Ukraine to test its new weapons.
That is some weird trail. I got no idea what hit the ground. A mortar shell would leave the crater, but this trail is too long for that.
Long battles and a short respite. This is how it goes for Ukraine, day after day, night after night.
Avdiivka industrial zone suffers from constant shellings. Russian-backed separatist forces do not spend a single hour without new shootings. Numerous mortars, artillery machines, and other heavy weapon banned by Minsk agreements is being permanently used against the soldiers of Ukrainian army. The fighters from Ukrainian National Guard return from the front line with the so-called souvenirs. These are the slices of projectiles the enemy uses to attack the positions of Ukraine. This red cat is the only resident left who is not afraid of constant shellings. Other people have already left the zone of permanent war fire. Ukrainian paratroopers say Russian-backed separatist forces closely approach the borderline, leaving no more than hundreds of meters to the positions of Ukrainian army. Ukrainian soldiers try to repulse the enemy back. The terrorists are said to hide deeply in the trenches, though still accessible to Ukrainian bullets. The soldiers themselves say they use every single chance to repel the Russian-backed separatists from strategical positions. Separatist shellings regularly start at 10 p.m. Despite the extreme emotional tension, Ukrainian paratroopers stay cool-hearted, repulsing each and every effort of the enemy to seize new Ukrainian territories. Russian-backed separatist forces attacked Ukrainian army positions in eastern Ukraine 64 times in the last 24 hours. This is according to the press center of the anti-terrorist operation headquarters. Three people died on the positions close to the town of Marinka. Some local residents also reported injured. This is Nadia, who moved away from here last year. Now she shows the reminiscence of her house. The cellar where they used to hide away from the shellings is now totally torn out into pieces. The others claim to have heard the explosions behind the fence of the local kindergarten. Five private houses are said to have been ruined. Ukrainian soldiers say the terrorists have previously been provided with additional howitzers. Their base is to be seen from Ukrainian trenches. That is where the Russian flag is waving. According to Ukraine's intelligence service, the agents of Vladimir Putin have placed their artillery machines in Kirov district of Donetsk region, since it is the most comfortable position for attacking Marinka. Numerous members of OSCE mission keep on digging, measuring and defining the coordinates of the attacks of Russian-backed separatist forces. Ukraine's National Guard servicemen say there is hardly any use, since the terrorists may be stopped only by Ukrainian artillery. Russian-backed separatist forces continue shelling the positions of Ukrainian army with heavy weapon banned by the Minsk agreement. This is according to the press service of anti-terrorist operation headquarters. In Donetsk region, the enemy fired a range of villages with artillery systems and mortars. In Avdiivka, the terrorists are said to have used various types of grenade launchers, large-caliber machine guns and small arms to shell the Ukrainian troops. ATO forces stationed in the Mariupol sector also faced shellings. The most difficult situation is reported in the village of Shirokine, that is close to the strategic Ukrainian-controlled seaport of Mariupol. Ukraine's National Guard reports last night Russian proxies attacked the positions of Ukrainian soldiers 41 times, mainly in Donetsk region and Mariupol sector. Several villagers in Luhansk sector encountered heavy attacks 4 times in the past 24 hours. Water police starts working in the city of Kherson in southern Ukraine. The officers of the newly established department are anticipated to maintain and control the security along the Dnipro River, as well as cooperate with Ecological Service and Fishing Inspectorate. The head of the Kherson Water Police says the first task to fulfill is to establish contacts with the locals. Some residents are said to have already complained about the poachers fishing illegally in the private sector. The police officers came to the Dnipro floodlands and took out numerous poaching nets. The current water police staff consists of 21 persons. Most of them are the former ATO fighters. The whole procedure of interviewing and hiring the police officers was organized by ex-deputy head of Kherson National Police, Igor Kiva. Group of amber diggers was detained in Rivne region in western Ukraine. The illegals were noticed in Rokitnivsky district through police drone observation. Apart from the diggers themselves, the police officers fixed the heavy equipment used for extracting precious jewels from beneath the earth. The diggers managed to down two drones from shooting rifles. However, the third one detected the roundabouts of the criminals. Later, the guardsmen arrived at the place aiming to detain the illegal miners. While arresting, the diggers resisted desperately. The police officers found and confiscated illegal weapon and military tractor.
We have previously determined it is impossible to reach the so-called mines without special transport means. Therefore, we concluded they possess a kind of demilitarized war equipment to travel around the swampy territories. On having conducted the air patrol, we lost two drones.
The son of the former Kyiv mayor Leonid Chernovetsky was arrested in Spain. According to the local media, Stepan Chernovetsky has been involved in a criminal group suspected in money laundering. The criminals are said to have stolen in total at least 10 million euro. To detain the suspected, the Catalonian police provided searches in 16 cities in the region. Eventually, 11 people were arrested, among them Stepan Chernovetsky, who allegedly headed the felonious group. Numerous sources report the money have been laundered through the restaurant of Japanese cuisine. Yubari is famous for being a popular place of visit for the players from the football club Barcelona. The owner of the restaurant, Armen Malayan, is also under arrest. Spanish police officers claim, along with Chernovetsky Jr., they bought a good deal of real estate through the agencies situated in offshore zones of Cyprus and Virginian Islands. Chernovetsky family members in Ukraine refused to talk to the journalists. The mansion, where the mayor's son is supposed to live, remains empty. The guardians say they have not seen anyone here for ages. Leonid Chernovetsky himself denies his son being arrested. In a short talk given to the media, he insists Stepan was just communicating with Spanish police officers, with no further detention. Ukraine's foreign ministry has not reacted at the message either. The police of Spain says the investigation is underway, therefore no more details to be reported in a short time. Kyiv is expecting mass provocations during the upcoming celebrations of Kievan Rus Christianization. According to official sources, Russian secret services have organized bands of provocateurs and extremists. Disguised in Orthodox believers, the recruited bandits are anticipated to destabilize the situation in Ukraine with mass uprisings. A couple of days ago, a big group of the so-called believers set from the city of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine heading for Kyiv. The participants of the Christ March were noticed carrying Georgian yellow and black ribbons, as well as the pictures of the last Russian Emperor Nikolai II. Ukraine's parliamentary speaker Andriy Parubiy insists the march is governed and managed from Moscow Patriarchate structures and constitutes a part of the so-called hybrid war Russia is trying to conduct against Ukraine. The suspicions get confirmation after the priests of Moscow Patriarchate refused to commemorate the soldiers killed in the ATO, though agreed to bless their Russian-backed separatists from the self-proclaimed People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk.
Kremlin has already elaborated the scenarios of provocations in Kyiv on July 26, except for the believers heading to Kyiv to celebrate the anniversary of Kievan Rus Christianization. Numerous provocators and extremists hurry up here carrying the prohibited symbols of communism and Russian propaganda.
An artificial heart has been transplanted into a patient in Ukraine, the very first time such an operation is conducted in the country. The historic surgery has saved the life of Kharkiv resident Pavlo Doroshko. The last moments before the surgery, Pavlo is barely walking, he has trouble speaking. His ailment started when he caught a chill. And when the doctors later diagnosed cardiomyopathy and told him he needed heart transplantation, Pavlo didn't believe it.
I thought the doctors were joking.
The artificial heart is his only chance to survive. Pavlo says he isn't worried about the surgery. His wife, though, doesn't share his composure. The medics are consulting in the meantime. Ukrainian experts and their German colleagues are watching videos and discussing the functions of the mechanical heart.
This turbine will move the blood from the left ventricle into aorta, replacing the work of the left ventricle.
The medics did not remove the dysfunctional heart, they just attached the mechanical implant to it. The artificial organ doesn't look like the real one, but it works identically. The patient will always have to carry at least two batteries with him. Each of them can last up to 4 hours. German experts say this mechanism will help Pavlo live a normal life.
The time is unlimited, but this is still with the same story as with your car. So it's a technology, and there is of course no service needed. Only the external components need service. The pump itself can run endless.
The operation lasts almost 4 hours. Finally, the finishing touches and the robotic heart goes live. The mechanical implant costs €120,000, way too much for an average Ukrainian. The first transplantation is only possible thanks to donations and charity. The mechanism will keep Pavlo alive and let him wait for a real organ.
I really hope this patient will get a real heart implant after our parliament adopts an appropriate law which allows that.
Now Pavlo hopes that Ukraine will address his issue at the country level, because only a quality law approved by the parliament can permanently save his life and the lives of many others.
Ukraine will create an overall database of DNA in order to identify the bodies of the soldiers killed in the ATO zone. The corresponding law has been recently adopted by Verkhovna Rada, Ukrainian parliament. The deputies say this is to help the relatives of the killed militants deal with the official documents while applying for state help for the loss of the breadwinners in the war. Another law to pass was the one about limitation period of serving in the army for the volunteer soldiers. Previously, those having signed the contract with Ukraine's armed forces and having gone to the front line on their own will were not entitled to leave the war zone, since the war continues. Ukrainian MPs recognize this as discrimination. According to the newly adopted law, those having served more than 18 months have the right to leave the armed forces for home. Last but not least to mention is the right to prolong the contract automatically on occasion of war. From now on, the soldiers serving by contract may be forced to remain on duty no longer than 1 year over the period stated in the contract. Over 20,000 soldiers left for ATO zone as volunteers, having been warned it is until the end of the so-called special period, or the end of anti-terrorist operation. I call you all to entitle the aforementioned servicemen to have their contract denounced, with further leaving for home. Ukrainian sportswoman Natalia Prishchepa wins the gold medal at the European Athletics Championship in the Netherlands.
Natalia Prishchepa.
In less than 2 minutes, she ran the 800 meters distance, gaining Europe's best athlete title.
Prishchepa darts through and makes a fantastic bid.
On returning home, Natalia had hardly any time to accept the congratulations. The next day, the whole sport delegation departed to Poland to get prepared for the upcoming Olympic Games in Brazil. The golden award Natalia brought from Amsterdam is the only prize won by Ukrainian sportsmen. The coaches complain it is a total disgrace and absolutely negative result. 21-year-old champion, however, is delighted, for it is her first major award. Nevertheless, the coaches say the most important starts are ahead. The athletics competition starts in Rio de Janeiro on 12th of August.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Прийшла весна, і квіти розсвітають, згадаю я. Як вдома дітки грають, любов моя, ти не сумуй за мене, а збережи моє кохання в себе, доки війна. Я буду захищати, любов моя, країна наша мати, за хлопців всіх, які лягли за тебе, захисники, їх пам'ятати треба ти. Не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй. Настане день, і прийде наша слава, а поки ми, захисники держави і командир, нам скаже всім до бою, ми віддамо своє життя за волю, вже сил нема, але ми не здаємося, дрожить земля, а значить не присниться, любов моя, яка сумує знову, ти не сумуй, я скоро буду вдома, ти не сумуй. Не сумуй, ти не сумуй, ти не сумуй. Ти не
A Song from the Front by an unknown soldier, unnamed soldier. And that was Nisumui, Don't Be Sad. And now a special feature courtesy Ukraine Today, Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel. The following is one of a series of features exploring pressing issues in today's Ukraine.
Hello and welcome to Ukraine Today. I'm Vladimir Solohub. During his first official visit to Ukraine, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau participated in the official signing ceremony of Ukraine-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Join me now to discuss the benefits for both parties is the mastermind behind the deal, Deputy Minister for Economic Development and Trade of Ukraine and Trade Representative of Ukraine, Madam Natalia Mikolska. Madam Deputy Minister, welcome to Ukraine Today.
Thank you.
So, Madam Deputy Minister, can we discuss the deal in more detail? What are the benefits for both Ukraine and Canada? Because obviously the trade right now hasn't been huge.
That's true. Despite very good relations that we have between our nation and between our people, which is the most important, the economic relations between Canada and Ukraine are not as good as we wished it could be. Therefore, we need to find a way to facilitate the trade relation. And we are not discussing here only trade, we are discussing here as well potential investments. Because basically, the Canada is a huge market. Canada imports more than actually $500 million. So why it's important for us? It's important for us because that's a huge market with the high level of consumption and the high level, I would say, of the overall household income. It means for us that this market is rather big, although it's far away from Ukraine. That's the first market that we are having the free trade agreement in the America continent. So therefore, we can consider the Canada at the first step and at the kind of a logistic hub for us.
So it also has some sort of a symbolic meaning, right? Being the first agreement on the American continent, hoping to have more in the future?
You know what? I'm not a politician. I am a trade representative. Therefore, for me, it's all about trade. And I would say why it's important for Ukrainian business. Because definitely, taking into account that Canada is far away, the cost of bringing goods to the North American continent are rather high. And the more goods are moving to the North America continent, the lower are the cost of transportation and logistics cost. Therefore, we are much interested in having more turnover with Canada, not only export, but import. And we can also export from Canada to the European, to the United States of America. So basically, it will look like that Ukrainian goods are moving to Canada. And then from Canada, some part of the goods are staying for the Canadian market and some of the goods are moving to the US. Therefore, definitely the cost of transportation, logistics cost, and again, distribution costs, because a number of Canadian companies are very active in USA. Therefore, basically, all these things makes this agreement so special.
So are you hoping that this agreement, because of eliminating some tariffs or customs duties, will boost the exports out of Ukraine into Canada? Because during last year, it was, what, $30 million US dollars?
Yeah, basically, the Canada is 54th Ukrainian trading partner. I mean, that's... You know, it's like a rather low. What we hope, this agreement provides for elimination of all tariffs from the side of Canada, except for some tariffs for agricultural products and vehicles, immediately upon entry into force of this agreement. It means immediate duty-free access of Ukrainian goods to Canadian market. In addition to that, so it should boost the trade. Definitely we'll face a competition at the Canadian market, both from the local goods and from the goods from the United States and other NAFTA members, because Canada has a huge NAFTA free trade agreement. But, you know, we have a rather low cost of production over here. We have a lot of unique and competitive goods. And in addition to that, the Canadian consumers, they have a lot of sentiments towards Ukraine and towards Ukrainian goods. Even in terms of like the food products, they love Ukrainian food and they love the taste of Ukrainian food. So I believe that our food products, not only commodities, but I'm talking here about value-added products, good with a high value-added, they have a rather, I think, good chances on the Canadian market.
Madam Deputy Minister, you've obviously conducted some sort of research or you've talked to the businesses. What are the primary industries which you're hoping to increase the trades with Canada?
We think that the major industries that would benefit immediately in the short-term perspective is definitely the food industry and agriculture industry. That's a light industry. Ukrainian clothing and Ukrainian footwear, because we have immediate duty-free access to the Canadian market. Plus, we believe that the Ukrainian machinery would benefit from this agreement. You know that this year we actually started exporting again to Canada the railway parts and wagon parts. Therefore, that's actually the huge market for Ukrainian machinery.
But if we're talking about the agriculture, agricultural sector, Brazil and Latin American countries are huge agricultural exporters in that area. And in the beginning, you were talking that because of the high logistics costs, it was not feasible for the Ukrainian businesses to go to Canada and trade with Canada. So do you think that the elimination of the tariffs will be much, will basically cover the cost of the logistics? So why should Canadians buy from overseas, whereas they have a huge market just down the road?
Yeah, if we're talking about commodities, then you are right. But in addition to that, the Canada, we have an exception in our agreement, and those exceptions from Canadian side apply to some commodities, some agricultural commodities from Ukraine, like poultry, like beef, like eggs, and some type of grains. But if we are discussing the, I would say, ready-to-eat food, you know, like not agriculture, but ready-to-eat or processed agriculture products, like juices, like tomato pasta, ketchups, like confectionery as well, and some other things, then definitely they would have the consumer privilege, because we were just discussing here that people love, like in Canada, people love Ukrainian food. The Canada potentially is the biggest country after Ukraine where people cook borscht. That is just an example, you know, but like that is a small example, and we need to do more to, I would say, promote made in Ukraine products in Canada. And our forum that was in Canada recently was the first step toward promoting made in Ukraine products and showing Canadian people that Ukraine is not only about grains, I mean, that they would normally see. Ukraine is about a lot of different goods. So that is why, you know, like a lot of work needs to be done.
What about the Canadian side? What kind of benefits will that bring to the Canadian businesses? And did you hear concerns from local Ukrainian businesses that they will not be competitive once the Canadian goods enter Ukrainian markets duty-free?
Basically, we were having a number of consultations with Ukrainian business prior to finalizing this negotiation last year. And we put a number of exceptions from Ukrainian side. Out of this agreement, we excluded some light industry products, some agricultural products for sensitive industries, and some machinery that our local industries believe that they could face a competition. But we believe, actually, but it is not an exclusion forever. We have a special transition period after which Ukrainian industry would actually be more competitive. It would give some time to Ukrainian industry to adjust to this new market condition.
But what about the Canadian businesses? Yeah. What kind of Canadian industries will benefit mostly?
We believe that Canadian equipment producers, machinery producers that produce, I would say, the machinery with a high level of know-how that could be used in Ukraine definitely would benefit. Because in any case, if we want to boost Ukrainian processing product, we definitely need to import equipment was kind of a high level of know-how and high level of production efficiency. So that's a definitely level of increase. I think also that the fish producers in Canada would benefit from this agreement, because because of losing of Crimea, definitely Ukraine is rather, I would say, in shortage of seafood. Not, I mean, like fish that is in lakes and in rivers, but as seafood. So basically, we all need good seafood.
Looks like more seafood for Ukraine, and definitely a beneficial agreement for both parties.
Yeah.
Madam Deputy Minister, many thanks for finding the time to talk to us. We were discussing the recently signed Ukraine-Canada Free Trade Agreement with the Deputy Minister for Economic Development and Trade of Ukraine and Trade Representative of Ukraine, Madam Natalia Mikolska. I'm Volodymyr Sologub, Ukraine Today.
This has been a special feature courtesy Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel, Ukraine Today. To hear more from Ukraine Today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
Канада жити, не що ж тіточками будемо бідити, не що ж тіточками будемо бідити. Обшук Канада, українська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Обшук Канада, українська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Ой, прикольний рідний, старенька я мати, бо чи вас я буду ще колись видати, бо чи вас я буду ще колись видати. Ліба, батьку мармуляди, бувайте здорові, іду до Канади, бувайте здорові, іду до Канади. Обшук Канада, українська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Обшук Канада, українська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте. Дайте кава, ліба, пачку маргарини, бувайте здорові, іду до Марини. Бувайте здорові, іду до Марини. Обшук Канада, українська громада, музиченьки, грайте, а ви всі гуляйте.
And another group from Winnipeg, that was Molodsi, which means young people, and a song very apropos to what you just heard, Hop Stop Canada. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca. And the international edition of Nash Holos, which airs in over 20 countries on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Online, you can visit us at www.nashholos.com. Keep in touch with us there between broadcasts. And also make sure to follow us on Twitter and like the Nash Holos Facebook page and check out the Nash Holos blog. And you can, of course, download all the podcast links at www.nashholos.com. А на жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Безправність має коротке життя. And our proverb of the week translates as, injustice has a short life. Well, our time is up now, so to take us to the end of our program, one more toe tapper, this one by the Ukrainian Old Timers, another institution at the Dauphin's Ukrainian National Ukrainian Festival, and they'll be there this year again, of course. And here they are now, meanwhile, with a song from their CD Barn Dance, one of their over two dozen CDs, and this is the six-pack polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.